Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. In this episode, we're going to break down your ability to influence others and how what may seem ordinary for you can actually create an extraordinary legacy for yourself and others. It was on April 3rd, 1977, that Jonathan James was born. He was the third son, and he was the largest baby his mother had had. He was born in a small town, and the hospital where he was delivered would eventually be across the street from the home where he would learn to ride a bike and where he played, wrestled, competed, and fought with his two older brothers. John was a kid who always was a little reserved because his two older brothers had very loud and dominating personalities. John would grow up surrounded by a loving but loud family and maintain a quiet but fun and kind, loving demeanor. As he aged and moved through school, he was known for his sense of humor, his almost Chris Farley-like presence, and his willingness to do anything to brighten your day. He was born with a sixth sense for customer service. In high school, he grew more and played football until his knees couldn't take it. He had a presence on the stage while singing in choir and performing in musicals, and he continued to make people laugh while serving them. He was a great friend to many and began working in the food service business while in high school, a career field he would eventually stay in for his entire life. John went to college and learned that, it wasn't a fit, and he began working multiple jobs in food service, bartending at an Irish pub in the evening, and running a golf course, restaurant, and banquet hall during the day. He was in and out of hundreds of people's lives every week and built true friendships with the people he served because he was just a big, funny, caring, and lovable guy. Over time, his lifestyle and the demons that can come with working in bars caught up to him. John was smart, and he realized he needed to overcome those demons, and he reached out to his brother. After 15 years of hard work and equally hard living, he came to realize that something needed to change, and he sought out a loving environment where he could get away from everything. It was at his lowest that he was actually at his best. He brought his loving nature, sense of humor, and kindness into his brother and sister-in-law's home, and Uncle John moved in. He served as a guidepost for his niece and nephew and a life lesson. His niece and nephew helped him move in, and for the next coming months, the little brother became a big brother and a live-in uncle for his niece and nephew, sharing meals, sharing wisdom, and being part of the family. Here, at his lowest, he conquered his demons, demonstrated resilience, love, kindness, strength, and perseverance, and emerged to take on a new challenge. He went back to the hospitality business, started to work at a restaurant in the little town he grew up in, moved out of his older brother's house, established himself, eventually became part owner of the restaurant, and was on a trajectory he was finally proud of. He became a beacon of joy for others, always good for a laugh, always working to make others smile. When people would drive past the restaurant and he was outside, he'd do funny things and get a honk out of a lifetime friend driving past. When single moms would come to his restaurant on Mother's Day, he'd pull the kids aside and give them flowers to give to their mothers. When his staff was in a rough stretch, he'd bark at them, and then he'd have some sort of a fun and enjoyable celebration. When the dance floor was empty at a wedding or a party, he drew you out when he would slowly swagger out there, a grin a mile wide on his face, and he'd draw the six-shooters out of his pockets, making you laugh and willing to be vulnerable, and you ended up dancing your tail off the whole night while laughing and loving every moment of it. You see, John, like all of us, was a leader. Again, a leader is anyone who has influence over another person. John influenced tens of thousands of people over the course of his career in the hospitality business. He brought that same service to every sector of his life, and when he was with those he loved the most, he sat back in his three-quarter zip fleece or sweatshirt and smiled, made fun of you, or danced with his shirt off. And at 6 feet and over 250 pounds, that was a sight to see. So it was a great shock when John, at 41 years old, died suddenly of a heart episode. But it was in his death that his family and friends saw his impact on others. So many of us look at leadership and think it is people who are in charge. Instead, it is everyone around you. It is each of us. People who influence us every day in ways we don't even know are leaders. A compliment, a reinforcement of effort, and a smile. Simple things can change the direction of our lives, and that is what John did every time you were in his presence. Having a bad day? John would sense it and make you giggle. Need someone to talk to? John would realize it, and he would listen. Need someone to help you move a couch? I don't know how, but he'd be there for you. John was the essence of leadership. He had a true, you-first mindset. Which is why, when I was standing in the receiving line at my little but big brother's funeral, I was amazed at how his life and leadership shined. Everyone he served was there, and 3 hours after the doors to the church he was baptized in were opened, and I and my family heard hundreds and hundreds of people talk about the little ways that John was influential in their life, I realized that we were not just burying my baby brother. We were celebrating a leader, a man who took every opportunity to serve everyone around him and then make them better. Standing there with my wife and children and my brother and my parents, I realized that my little brother was an extraordinary man who had great influence. While many of the people who visited Beanie's restaurant in Port Washington met and were served by John, what they were actually experiencing was leadership. A man who made certain that you were the center of the universe in his presence, made certain that you were important, and made sure that you had what you needed. That is extraordinary, and that is leadership at its essence, influencing those around you. So this week, and every week, we need to do two things. First, we need to recognize our unbelievable ability to release the potential in others by being Buffalo leaders that charge into every situation with energy, optimism, and service to others. The second is to be conscious of the simple fact that every moment of every day, we can send people in a new direction by just simply being there through our actions, our kindness, our love, our care, our recognition of when others need us. And finally, just keep thinking about yourself as a leader. Leadership is not a title we are given, it is a way of life. No matter your role, you have the opportunity to lead, and that opportunity should be greeted with gusto. John showed me that everyone can be extraordinary. John showed me that anyone can persevere. John showed us that a laugh can go a long way. John showed me that listening can make a difference. And John showed the world that everyone he met was the most important person in that moment to him. John showed me what a real leader is. And while John is no longer with us in body, he will never be a was. He will always be an is. Because John lives on in the thousands of ways he changed the direction of everyone he served. So let's do some smart thinking. How are you serving others to make them better leaders? Describe those in your life that have shaped you in the moment. How are you showing gratitude to those you love in tiny ways to fuel their own leadership? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share this on your social media platform to help me with my mission of fueling others' leadership. Also, thank you to the Wellpennies for the great music. Finally, this episode was one that I've wanted to do for a while. I just didn't know if I could. But I wanted John to live on in influence. John was someone that I loved dearly, but I took him for granted. Why wouldn't I? He's my little brother. He's always going to be there, right? But now he's not, and his life serves as a leadership lesson for me and others. It also serves as an opportunity for all of us to really reflect about ourselves, our priorities, our missions, our leadership, and how we act towards those around us. At John's funeral, the place was filled with his friends, family, his staff, his business partners and colleagues, and his customers. That visual representation for me reinforced our responsibility every day to make the best of every interaction we have, to focus on others, and to be our best for them. When this episode ends, I want you to truly reflect on the beautiful burden of leadership that we each have, the opportunity we have to overcome, and the ways in which we can all be a buffalo named Uncle John.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girl, start much too late. All sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built two temples and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die. Send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die.